NFIP Flood Insurance, 30-day wait and hurricane coverage. NFIP covers flood damage caused by storm surge and surface water, but coverage generally does not take effect until 30 days after enrollment. This overview explains how it differs from standard homeowners insurance and FEMA disaster assistance, exceptions to the waiting period, and how to distinguish types of damage when filing a claim. NFIP covers storm surge and flooding from water entering at ground level, while standard homeowners insurance generally excludes them. A 30-day waiting period typically applies to new policies and increases in coverage. Separate exceptions may apply to mortgage transactions, flood map changes, flooding after wildfires on federal land, and coverage increases at renewal. Buildings and personal belongings are covered separately, with a deductible applied to each. FEMA disaster assistance requires a presidential disaster declaration and an eligibility review, and it does not duplicate insurance payments for the same loss. NFIP flood insurance covers flood damage caused by storm surge and surface water. New policies typically take effect after 30 days. Standard homeowners insurance generally excludes flooding, while FEMA assistance requires a disaster declaration and review and does not provide duplicate compensation for the same loss. As of September 2026, basic structure of NFIP flood insurance, the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, is the United States public flood insurance program. FEMA administers the program. Insurance is available for eligible buildings and personal property in participating communities. Homeowners can select building and personal property coverage. Renters can purchase personal property coverage. The policy term should be verified in the insurance policy and its terms and conditions. Eligibility for NFIP coverage depends on whether the community participates in the program. Buildings outside high-risk flood zones may also be eligible. A low-risk zone on a map does not mean there is no flood risk. The exact policy language should be checked in the NFIP Flood Insurance Manual. Consumer guidance is summarized under FloodSmart's Policy Terms menu. The Declarations page of the insurance policy governs the actual effective date and deductibles. Scope of coverage for hurricane flooding NFIP coverage is based on the cause of loss, flooding, not the hurricane itself. Storm surge is damage caused when seawater overflows onto land. Heavy rainfall that accumulates on the ground and enters a building may also constitute a flood. The NFIP definition of a flood includes certain scope requirements. The inundated area requirement should be checked in the official NFIP policy terms. Requirements concerning the number of inundated properties and the inclusion of the insured property should be checked in the official NFIP policy terms. Cause of water entry primary insurance area basis for determination storm surge NFIP flood insurance seawater or tidal water overflows across the ground river overflow NFIP flood insurance. An inland body of water overflows onto surrounding land rapid surface water flow NFIP flood insurance. Rainwater collects on the ground and enters a building rain entering through a roof, damaged by high winds review under standard homeowners, insurance causal relationship between the opening created by wind and the damage indoor pipe rupture review under standard homeowners, insurance a sudden leak. Originating inside the plumbing system, long-term leakage, resulting from poor maintenance policy-specific limitations, determine whether it was a sudden incident or long-term damage, the same hurricane can cause both wind and flood damage. In that case, losses are separated by cause. You may need to notify both NFIP and your homeowner's insurer. Comparison of building and personal property coverage. Building coverage and personal property coverage are separate items. Purchasing one does not automatically include the other. A separate deductible applies to each type of coverage. Category commonly covered items. Items to verify separately: building coverage, foundation, walls, electrical and plumbing systems, fixtures. Building limit and deductible shown in the policy. Personal property coverage, furniture, clothing, movable personal belongings, whether separately purchased, and the applicable deductible. Basement related items, certain essential equipment and structural items. Limitations based on location and type of item. Temporary lodging expenses, generally excluded by NFIP review. FEMA assistance, or other insurance business interruption, losses not generally covered under. Standard residential NFIP policies check for separate commercial insurance if both the building and personal property are damaged. The deductibles are also calculated separately. The structure does not involve subtracting only one deductible from the total loss. Coverage details should be reviewed separately before an incident. NFIP does not reimburse every flood-related expense. Temporary lodging and additional living expenses are notable coverage gaps. Valuables and items in basements may also be subject to separate limitations. 30-day waiting period by circumstance. A 30-day waiting period typically applies to new policies and coverage increases. Paying the premium does not mean flood coverage begins immediately. The effective date should be checked in the insurance policy. Enrollment or change situation, general waiting period treatment conditions, to verify standard new policy, typically 30 days application date, premium payment date, and policy effective date standard coverage, increase typically 30 days for the increased amount, distinguish the effective dates of existing coverage and the increased amount mortgage origination, increase, extension, or renewal standard waiting period, may be waived direct connection between the loan transaction and insurance purchase, additional coverage, after a flood map change, check official NFIP guidance for eligibility. Requirements and the waiting period also check official guidance for the application period flooding after a wildfire on federal land waiver. May be available if requirements are met, verify wildfire impact, land jurisdiction, and enrollment timing coverage increase during regular renewal. May take effect on the renewal date, verify the renewal deadline, and the date the increase is processed. The wildfire exception does not automatically apply to every wildfire area. A wildfire on federally owned land must have contributed to the flooding. Wildfire-related enrollment requirements and applicable periods should be checked in official NFIP guidance. The map change exception is not an automatic waiver either. Additional coverage must be purchased within the specified period. Actual application should be confirmed with the insurance agent and in the insurance policy. Example of calculating the 30-day waiting period, the exact effective date of a standard new policy, should be confirmed with the insurer or NFIP based on the application date and applicable waiting period. The standard waiting period is 30 days, and the exact effective date should be confirmed with the insurer or NFIP. The issued insurance policy determines the exact time. For example, assume a flood occurs on September 20. If the policy has not yet taken effect, that loss is not covered. This gap may arise when coverage is purchased after a storm begins approaching. Check the calculation in the following order. Verify the insurance application date and premium payment date. Determine whether a waiting period exception, such as one involving a mortgage, applies. Find the effective date stated in the insurance policy. Compare the time the flood occurred with the time coverage took effect. If coverage was increased, compare the increased amount separately from the existing coverage. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 through November 30. Based on long-term statistics, activity peaks around September 10. Because of the waiting period, coverage should be reviewed before danger becomes imminent. Comparison of NFIP and standard homeowners insurance. The roles of the two types of insurance are divided according to the path of the water and the direct cause of damage. Standard homeowners insurance generally excludes flooding. NFIP does not cover damage caused by wind itself. Comparison item: NFIP flood insurance, standard homeowners or renters insurance. Overflow water entering from the ground primary coverage area generally excluded. Storm surge primary coverage area generally excluded. Roof damage caused by high winds not covered, may be covered depending on the policy. Rain entering through a damaged roof distinguished from direct flood damage determined based on the policy and causal relationship. Sudden rupture of indoor plumbing generally not covered by NFIP, may be covered depending on the policy. Additional living expenses, generally excluded, may be included. Depending on the policy, it may be difficult to determine the cause of damage from photographs alone. The height of watermarks and the condition of exterior wall damage can serve as evidence. It is advisable to document the entire area before repairs begin. Comparison of NFIP insurance payments and FEMA disaster assistance NFIP payments are compensation provided under a valid insurance contract. FEMA disaster assistance may become available only after a presidential disaster declaration. Assistance is not designed to replace insurance. Comparison item NFIP insurance payment FEMA disaster assistance basis for payment valid insurance contract and covered loss disaster declaration and program eligibility disaster declaration required no generally yes repayment insurance payments do not need to be repaid loans must be repaid. Depending on the type of assistance scope of payment, purchased limits and policy terms focused on basic and necessary unmet needs, duplicate payment for the same loss not permitted duplicate assistance overlapping with insurance payments is restricted advance premium, required no premium is required. To apply for a grant necessary expenses not covered by insurance may be eligible for FEMA review. Temporary housing expenses are one example. However, eligibility and a disaster declaration alone do not guarantee payment. You cannot receive payment from both NFIP and FEMA for the same repair cost. This is known as the prohibition on duplication of benefits. That is why insurance determination letters and payment records should be retained. Conditions may apply when a home in a high-risk flood zone receives federal disaster assistance. The property may be required to maintain flood insurance in the future. This obligation may also affect future owners of the property. Coverage gap map hurricane preparation involves identifying gaps by type of loss rather than by the name of the insurance. Separately listing building, personal property, living expenses, and wind damage reveals omissions. This classification also determines the claim's route after an incident. Loss category policy to check records to prepare before an incident. Flood damage to the building NFIP, building coverage policy, deductible, and building photographs. Flood damage to personal property NFIP, personal property coverage room by room inventory, receipts, and video wind damage to the roof. And windows homeowners, insurance exterior photographs and repair records, temporary lodging and living expenses, homeowners insurance and FEMA eligibility receipts, and evacuation period records, vehicle, flooding, comprehensive auto insurance coverage, auto insurance policy, and flood photographs, vehicle. Flooding is not covered by an NFIP residential policy. Comprehensive auto insurance coverage should be checked. For clarity, these records should be managed separately from home flooding records. Flood damage claims process and NFIP claim begins with ensuring safety and notifying the insurer. Even if FEMA assistance is available, there is no reason to delay filing an insurance claim. Documents for the two processes should be kept separately. Follow evacuation orders and on-site safety instructions. Report the loss to the insurer that issued the NFIP policy. Photograph the height reached by the water and the condition of each room. Record damaged belongings item by item. Keep receipts for emergency drying and cleanup expenses. Provide the documents needed for the adjuster's on-site inspection. Keep the insurance determination letter together with documents submitted to FEMA. Cleanup necessary for health and safety should not be delayed. However, the condition of damaged items should be documented thoroughly before disposal. Local disposal instructions should also be followed. The deadline for submitting a proof of loss should be checked in the policy and FEMA guidance. Deadlines may sometimes be adjusted after a major disaster. If no extension has been announced, prepare based on the existing deadline. Common mistakes. The most common misconception is that all hurricane damage is handled by a single insurance policy. Wind and flooding fall under different coverage areas. Even damage within the same room may be divided by cause, treating the premium payment date as the immediate coverage start date. Assuming that personal property is automatically included in building coverage. Assuming that only one deductible applies to the building and personal property. Believing that low-risk map zones cannot flood. Assuming that FEMA assistance pays the full cost of restoring a home. Claiming the same expense under both insurance and FEMA assistance. Discarding damaged belongings before photographing them. Believing that temporary lodging expenses are included in NFIP coverage. First, check the policy's effective date and coverage items. Then separate the claim channels by cause of loss. If the cause is uncertain, notice can be given to each insurer. Where to check official standards, the exact application of the waiting period should be checked in official NFIP documents. Flood Smarts by a Policy provides information on waiting periods and exceptions. Policy Terms summarizes the definition of a flood and policy conditions. The claim sequence can be found in Flood Smarts Start a Claim. The insurance policy is the final authority for an individual contract. National Hurricane Center data is the standard source for hurricane season statistics. Frequently asked questions: if I enroll before a hurricane arrives, does coverage begin immediately? A standard new policy typically has a 30-day waiting period. Flooding that occurs before the policy's effective date is not covered. Whether an exception applies, such as one involving a mortgage transaction, should be checked separately. Is storm surge covered by NFIP? Flood damage caused when storm surge overflows onto land is a primary area of NFIP coverage. A valid insurance contract must be in effect, and the event must meet the definition of a flood. Building and personal property enrollment should also be checked separately. Is water entering a basement during heavy rain covered? First, determine whether the surface water constitutes a flood that meets the scope requirements. Coverage for basement contents and finished materials is subject to many limitations. Both the cause of water entry and the purchased coverage items should be checked. Can I apply for both FEMA assistance and NFIP insurance payments? Both processes may proceed if they concern different unmet expenses. You cannot receive duplicate compensation for the same loss. Keep the insurance determination letter and receipts for each expense. Can renters purchase NFIP coverage? Renters living in an eligible building within a participating community can purchase personal property coverage. The building itself falls under the landlord's coverage. A landlord's insurance does not automatically cover a renter's belongings. Is NFIP unnecessary outside a flood zone? Flood damage can also occur in areas shown as low risk on a map. Eligibility and need vary depending on the risk associated with the address and the individual's financial circumstances. A map classification does not mean there is no risk. Does NFIP pay lodging expenses during an evacuation? NFIP generally does not cover additional living expenses or temporary lodging costs. Relevant homeowners' insurance coverage or eligibility for FEMA assistance should be checked separately. FEMA assistance requires a disaster declaration and review. Do insurance payments have to be repaid to FEMA? Insurance payments under a valid NFIP contract are not loans. FEMA grants and loans are different types of assistance. If you received a disaster loan, it must be repaid according to the agreement.